Ladies and gentlemen, I would officially like to call this meeting to order Monday, October 16th, 2023. And I would like to start out by asking Mayor Connors if he would do an invocation and lead us off in a pledge. Everybody please rise.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to just thank you for the blessings that you've given unto us early this morning and allowing us to travel from one place to another. And for every morsel of bread, for every substance of liquid that crunches our thirst. And then, Father, you allowed us to be in our right mind, to be able to do wonderful and great things. We ask you tonight, Lord, to bless the commissioners with the wisdom and knowledge that is needed to carry out the affairs of Duplin County. We thank you for the consistent increase here in Duplin County. We thank you for our families and our children. We thank you for every place that lifts up your holy name. And then, Lord, we ask you to bless our new commissioner, our new county manager, as he continue to go forth bringing innovative ideals and thoughts and mind things and handling the affairs of the county throughout each and every day. These blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let all of God's children say amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Thank you. Any commissioners have anything to need to add to the agenda tonight?
No.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Mr. Miller?
No.
All right.
Mr. Chairman.
I would ask for a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Sir.
I got a motion. I need a second.
Yep.
Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay. I would entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting on October 3rd.
So moved. Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Is that October 2nd and 3rd? There were two.
Yeah, it's October 2nd and 3rd, if you don't mind. We'll do them both at the same time.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
So your motion and your second is for both of them. Okay. Take care of them both at one time. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right. Hopefully you've had time to look over the consent agenda. I would also entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right, that moves us to our first item of business, public comment.
No one has signed up.
Okay, we had nobody to sign up, but if you need to speak, I will allow it even though you hadn't signed up. All right, thank you, appreciate it. That moves us to item number two. Ms. Perry.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Board. I stand before you tonight to discuss or ask for approval in reference to the WIOA Act, which is the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. It's a federal initiative aimed at strengthening and improving our public workforce system, reducing barriers to employment and assisting employers, and hiring and retaining skilled workers. The WIOA program promotes partnerships within the community for current students or recent graduates of community colleges to gain employable skills. The WIOA program matches eligible recipients with employers' positions that will allow the recipient to enhance their current skill set and learn new employable skills. Once matched with the suitable employer/agency department, the selected recipient, will be required to adhere to an agreed upon schedule and perform job duties as described in the job description. For each participant assigned to a department, there will be a work site agreement, job description, training on, outline, and a county interagency contract provided by the county attorney, which is required. The WIOA program will be financially responsible for the participant's employment. James Brunt, which is the program administrator, will be required to maintain all workers' compensation insurance and liability insurance. Additionally, they will be responsible for paying the salary of the participant at the agreed upon rate in the worksite agreement. There will be no county costs involved in this partnership. I stand before you to request approval of the interagency contract between James Brunt Community College and Duplin County, right now currently Duplin County Public Transportation, for the participation in the program.
And for the chairman to sign the same.
That's correct.
So I entertain a motion.
So moved.
Okay, I got a motion. I need a second.
Second.
All right, further discussion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a good program.
Thank you. That's
a good program.
Thank you. All right, that brings us to item number three, Mr. McMahon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I appear before you tonight to request to enter a contract with Tar Heel Medical Billing Incorporated, our DBA is Collington EMS Billing. Currently, we are contracted with EMSMC, and our contract just was up for renewal. This contract will start December 1st, 2023. I was doing a little research and talking to different people. Tar Heel Billing has come in, and we've met with them. Our current rate with EMSMC charges currently 5.75% of what they collect. Collington or Tar Heel Billing has agreed to charge 5% of what they collect. Their overall collection rate last year, I believe, was 83.6%. Their projection collection rate this year, or for us, would be 80%. So I'm asking to enter into that contract and Mr. Edwards, to the chairman, to sign it.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second? Got a motion and a second. Further discussion.
Yeah, where are they from?
So their main office in Irwin, and Irwin, they also have
Harding County, right across 95, Irwin, North Carolina.
Dunn, Irwin area.
Okay.
This is Brian Gerken and Dave Pickerton.
You men are with, I guess, I assume Tar Heel Medical Billing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is this a 1-year contract or what is it?
2-year term up front with 1-year renewal options thereafter.
2 1-year renewal options.
After, so you could go a year 3 and a year 4.
At the same 5%?
That's right.
Mutual increase. But that also means we can't cut it.
Mutual agreement is required for the renewal. We can negotiate that time, Chairman.
Any other questions?
And we talked to several different people that have that use Collington, and they have nothing but good things to say about them.
How long y'all been collecting?
28 years. We provide services in this area for Bladen County, Greene County, Edgecombe County, Beaufort, Washington, all the way up through Derrick County into Hyde. So we have a very strong presence in Eastern North Carolina.
Anybody else?
No, did you want them to say anything?
That's up to them if they want to say anything or not. They were here for questions, but y'all guys got anything you want to say?
Looking forward to working with you all. Like I said, we're very prominent here in Eastern North Carolina. We look forward to working. We've had great relationships with Brandon and Mark Casey also has been a part of it, and we're looking forward to getting the EMS revenue up, hopefully helping the county in some of those areas, and also maintaining full compliance. So we're excited to get started, just being an hour down the road. So look forward to working with everybody here in the county.
Well, I believe Mr. McMahon stated that you were looking at collecting 80%. Is that what you said?
That's their projection. That's, yes, sir.
So why do you not want to get it off?
Well, we'd love to get every penny of it, but with EMS billing, there are contractual allowables, and there are rates that are uncollectible through statewide contracts as well as Medicare and Medicaid contracts.
So you guarantee an 80%?
We're going to be right there at it. Yes, sir, we'll be right there at it. Our work in this area with other counties and with other organizations, so that is a very realistic number for us to collect.
What are we getting right now? You said 87?
83. No, theirs is 83. Theirs last year was 83.6. And I think MSMC is right around 78-79% collection rate.
Well, it's our collection rate.
But now MSMC, they do write-offs. Collington doesn't write off, correct?
Correct. We'll continue collecting everything we can for a full year, and I think your current vendor is writing off within 30 days in some cases.
Yes,
so we're going to give it a full year to keep working, to try to find payment sources to work with the citizens to best serve their needs. If they need to go on a payment plan or whatever, we're going to work with whatever this is best for the interest of the citizens here to help them meet their obligations.
Other questions?
Just one quick point of clarification. In response to Mr. Garner's question, the version that's in your packet actually is a 3-year initial term, but we had an issue with the most current version Jamie's got from Mr. Edwards signed tonight with the updated terms that Mr. Pickle and I agreed on Friday afternoon.
And that's a 2-year.
That was a 2-year, and there were a few other small changes.
Yeah, but it has a 60-day out clause, no fault clause. If we don't do the job, within 60 days you can notify.
We're confident we'll do the job. The one thing that I think Brandon and Mark were also, every client that's ever signed a contract with us in North Carolina, every county agency, and I think it's 27 now, mm-hmm. 27 counties we do business with in the state of North Carolina, and every single one is still a client today. We have had a 100% renewal rate with our county clients over the last 16 years. So we have never had a client leave from your current vendor to come to us and go back.
And if I understand it correctly, you only get percentage of what you collect,
right.
The 5% of what you collect. So you're not costing us anything if you're not
successful.
Collecting,
right.
But you're not making any money. You can't pay the bills.
The only person that wants you to get paid as much as us.
That's the way I would view it from what I had read. So.
But we're going to do it correctly and be in full compliance. That's the most important thing.
Anybody else got any questions?
Have you had any problems with we got hacked a while back? Our information got hacked.
Yeah, the data breach for EMSMC. I don't think they use that.
That
kind
was
of
something
electronic
unique to their
file.
System. I'm not sure of all the details. In 28 years, we've never had a data breach.
Yeah, we actually have a company out of Charleston that handles all our IT, all our networking, and handles all that for us. And like I said, we've never. I know a few years back there was a data breach that ESO had, but it didn't get to us, so we never. And we're fully HIPAA compliant.
Okay. All right. All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same side. I think it was unanimous. Thank you. So
looking forward to working with you.
Sounds like everybody's on board. And hopefully everything moves forward for y'all as well.
A lot of work to get done.
All right, that moves us to item number 4. Mr. Miller.
Commissioners, I do have a couple of announcements for you tonight. I did want to let the board know that the assistant county manager and myself will be attending the Eastern North Carolina Regional Managers Meeting on October 26th. It's to be held at East Carolina University. Their agenda includes emergency management preparedness and response for managers and tabletop exercise. On the same. So we look forward to attending that manager's meeting. DSS and the health department are preparing for Medicaid expansion to begin December 1st. October 15th through December 7th, Medicare open enrollment begins. October 21st, Animal Services Rabies event. October 21st at 5 p.m., Cabin Lake is having a trunk or treat event. On October 23rd, county offices will be hosting Toys for Tots, and that should run through about mid-November. October 24th at 6:30 p.m., the library is hosting a trunk-or-treat event and the event center from 6:30 to 8:30. on October 28th at 7 p.m., there's an event, Shagging in the Fall. It says, get ready for a groovy time at Shagging in the Fall. Join us at Duplin's Event Center in Kingsville for a night of fun and dancing. This in-person event is a perfect opportunity to enjoy your favorite bands all in one night. Come on out to enjoy great food and lots of music. And October 31st is the absentee ballot deadline. So most of that information can be found in the newsletter, which all of you receive from my administrative assistant, Tricia Hoskins. I'm happy to answer any questions the board may have or inform you further about any of the events we're having.
Questions, comments? Thank you for the update.
Yes, sir.
All right, that moves us to item number 5.
Make a motion to go into closed session for legal matters.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same side. All right, we're officially going into closed session. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for attending tonight. Y'all welcome to hang around. We'll go back into open session, but I don't think there'll be anything that will a business to be taken care of, but y'all welcome to wait around and see.
Thank you, sir.
We're officially back in open session. Is there any information that needs to be discussed in open session left for tonight? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn until November the 6th at 6 o'clock. I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you.